Welcome to Super Tatzis for Achrei Mos Kedoshim. This is a slightly briefer one as I am traveling, but I wanted to share a few ideas with you for your Shabbos table. The first one is a story about the Shabbos Aryeh, who spent many of his years involved in learning, but eventually was tapped for the Rabbanus, and he was tapped for the Rabbanus, I believe, in the city of Metz. He was celebrated, and he was welcomed in, and there was all this fanfare, and all of a sudden, he and his Rebbetzin were given this very strange white crystal that they tasted, and they were supposed to put it in their drinks or whatever it was, and they never had it before. And lo and behold, they had discovered sugar. They had lived an entire life, many decades, of just not being involved in this world so much that they didn't even know what sugar was, and they tasted it, and the way the story goes is that the Shabbos Aryeh said, "Oh, what was me? I spent all this time, you know, not being nanami from this world, not deriving pleasure from it, and now I'm moving in the wrong direction." Next up is Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon was traveling and was put up by a innkeeper or hotel maker, whatever it was. His achsanya gave him, you know, the normal person treatment, and they let him go through and did what they did, and it wasn't bad, it wasn't good, it was normal, it was regular, it was commonplace and pedestrian. So, all of a sudden, toward the end of his visit, Rav Sadia Gaon is chased down by the innkeeper, and he said, "Whoa, I'm so sorry, I apologize, ask my mechila, you have to mechila me." "Why? I just heard who you are. Had I known who you were, I would have treated you completely differently." "Oh," said Rav Sadia Gaon, "I have to do tshuva." "What? You have to do tshuva?" "Yeah, me." "Why?" "Because I now realize, oh, I used to think my avodas Hashem was sufficient for the Ribbono Shel'olam, but now I understand, based on what you had taught me, that I need to look at my avodas Hashem. If I really, really knew who the Ribbono Shel'olam was and knew more about him, I would serve him with such more alacrity." Next, Rav Yisrael Salantra's story, another story about personal growth, is that he once encountered and took Musar Haskel from a candle maker. He got to the candle maker and said, "Hey, I can't help but notice it's late at night and you are sitting here and you're working and you're working and working. Why don't you turn in already? You must be tired." And the candle maker said, "Ah, you're correct in observing that I'm tired. That's 100% true. But nevertheless, there's still a lot more for me to do. And as long as the candle burns, there's still a little bit more for me to repair here in my work and my repairs." And Yisrael Salantra said, "That's enough for me to take Musar. As long as there's still a little bit of energy left, there's still a little more for me to repair." Onto a quick Dvar Torah or two, we get the mitzvah v'ahavta re'echa kamocha. In v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, there's this very strange dichotomy. It's like, how do we really love somebody like ourselves? That's a real pella and a confusing hergesh to possibly have. So how are we supposed to feel that way? Says the Or HaTzafun, let's start with the beginning. The beginning, this is the Altar of Slobodka, says it means that you actually have to love yourself. Start by loving yourself. So this is already an erech shalim. There's a whole piece in the Pele Yoitz about Avas Atzmo. Meaning to say, what do you do if you really love yourself? Like, how are we supposed to relate to that? How are we supposed to live our lives and everything else like that? It's Dvar Choshev. Meaning to say, we don't always take a moment to realize and to contemplate it, but loving ourselves means preparing ourselves for Olam Haba. And what the Smak kind of takes a different approach. Interestingly, we always quote, because Rashi only quotes half of the Mamar Chazal, where we see you know, what's the most kol pasuk in the Torah, says Rabbi Akiva, is a kol gol deva Torah v'ahavta re'echa kamocha. But the other daya, which I believe is Ben Azai, says that it is zeh sefer tolus adam, and the smak, sefer mitzvos ketanos, explains that this is because there's a greater motivator than v'ahavta re'echa kamocha. Why? Because there are people who don't really like themselves perhaps as much as they should. So, say v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, from a person who really is a Debbie Downer on themselves to somebody else, I mean, that isn't much treatment for a member of Klal Yisrael. whether for themselves or the other person. So says the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos, this is why Ben Azai says, look to says Sefer Toldos Adam, because the Toldos Adam means that man was made B'Tzelem Elokim. And that B'Tzelem Elokim is a Mechayev to treat every person with great respect and kavod and proper midos, even if we don't like them. Who said we have to like them, right? Who said we have to love them? That's false. Really what it means is we need to treat everybody with the greatest level of respect. Next idea is about tochacha. We have the mitzvah of hocheach tochiach asanitecha, a very, very peculiar mitzvah. And we say, generally, we're not supposed to say a tochacha she'eno nishma. There's a very interesting piece, I believe, in Perikud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph of Koheles, the Pirish Ta'alumos HaChochma, which is the Nesivos HaMishpat, the great Lamdan, on Lamdan and Posik, and Baal Machshava for that matter, on Koheles, notes an interesting point. He says this could be talking specifically to the Talmidei Chachamim of the door to give tochacha to people even though they don't think they're going to listen. And then he says something at the end. He says, you know, because it's really impossible that they're not going to take something out of it. Meaning to say that, you know, there are often two different groups of people in the world of tochacha. There are people who are so trigger happy and they're going to end up saying things they shouldn't. And there are people who are perhaps a little bit too timid who are going to say, well, maybe they won't listen to it and I can kind of back out of it. And really, they are receiving an out. Says the Talmud HaChachma, you know, you got to give people a chance sometimes, right? Do a good job and maybe something can come out of it. So there's an interesting Shnayim Shiyosh V'Nein B'Neim Divrei Torah. So the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim Volozhner says that, what does it mean B'Neim Divrei Torah? This could be talking about Chavrusa, actually, and you have a Chavrusa where everybody's like listening perfunctorily for the other person to say their thing until they ignore them and then move on and say what they have to say. Right, everybody's responding, but they're not really listening. When there's actually an interaction and a conversation and kind of a working and a back and forth and a maso matan, that's really the way that Torah learning is supposed to be. I'll tell you that in my household, we don't like to do divrei Torah that are a presentation as much as we like to. I like to present a question or let people try to interact and ask a question. Now, it happens to be that there are many people who will jump down my Dvar Torah before I get too far in it. And occasionally I ask for a little bit of time, or occasionally I relish it. And it really ends up getting more MS. And if we're not looking for the MS and we're not looking for Dvar Torah Beinenu, what are we looking for? Next is the concept of Moshev Leitzim, is this thing which is devoid of Dvar Torah. All of a sudden, it's a Moshev Leitzim of all things. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg tries to give a tirutz. Why is it Leitzim Davka? Meaning, just because you didn't do this, you're a Leitz now, you're scoffing at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like a really big stretch. It could just be that your mouth was full and you were rushing and you didn't. So he said, maybe you can be Matarits based on the Gra. The Gra says that the Dvar Rishus, the concept of something which is neither mitzvah nor avera, does not exist. So either you're doing a mitzvah or you're not. And that is it. Have a wonderful Shabbos.